Adam Schefter, courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers, joins us here live on Stokely and Zach. We know you're busy. Thank you for the time. This is a massive shakeup, Adam, that apparently has been in the works for the last couple weeks. Isn't that right?
Well, I think they were thinking about the direction they wanted to go, and John was thinking about what he wanted to do, and this is ultimately what they came up with today, where John goes into a position as the director of football operations. The Broncos hire a general manager to assist Vic Fangio, and the organization goes on. And again, there are a lot of questions right now, with the questions hovering over the team as they pertain to ownership. But when you talk beyond that, yes, the men in charge obviously are shifting roles. And not only is John Elway moving up, but Matt Russell is moving out, having decided to retire to spend more time with his family. Matt Russell was sort of a right-hand man for John Elway and was an integral part of that personnel operation. And he had the chance to interview for the GM job instead, but I was told that he has decided to retire and spend time with family and kids, and he will assist Elway through the GM search. And Matt Russell spent 20 years in the NFL. I covered him as a linebacker at the University of Colorado, 12 with the Broncos, and won 3 Super Bowls.
And Adam Schefter joining us. Thanks for joining us, Adam. Do you think this is an attractive spot for high-level general managers that are looking for a job right now?
You know what's interesting, Brandon? There are right now seven general manager openings.
Wow.
I don't remember the last time the NFL's had 7 GM openings all at once. I would venture to say maybe never. And so there are going to be people who are given a chance, some who have experienced, some who have had the job, and others who haven't. But they've got to find 7 people to lead organizations. Now when you say, is Denver attractive? What I would say is that any general manager job is attractive. Any general manager job. Some are more attractive than others. In Jacksonville, probably more attractive than anyone, being that it has the number one pick, $100 million in cap space, 11 draft picks.
Right.
Denver doesn't compare in that regard. Denver is in a division with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. Denver has a job for the GM that is going to have a lot of work to do. But it's a GM job. It's a great franchise with a tremendous fan base, great history. Is it the best job? No, not to me. Is it an appealing job? Well, it's a GM job for a great organization.
Adam Schefter joining us here live on Stokely and Zach. There is a thought here in Broncos country today that today is not a good day for Drew Lock. That, 24 hours ago, it looked like that the head coach coming back, offensive coordinators coming back, and probably Drew Lock coming back. But that's mm-hmm. not going to be the new general manager's dog in the fight. He has no connection or attachment to Drew Lock. It's not his guy. Is that a fair thing to speculate that today is not a good day for Drew?
I wouldn't say it's not a good day. Look, the bottom line is, I think Drew Lock is going to have an opportunity to be the Broncos quarterback long term. He's going to have that chance. But he needs to be consistent and better and more productive. Can't make mistakes. Can't lead the league in interceptions. Can't do those things and think you're going to hold on to the job no matter who the general manager is. I don't look at it like, okay, John Elway's going upstairs. He's the director of football operations. New GM coming in. This is a problem for Drew Lock. Drew Lock is in charge of his own fate, no matter who the general manager is, no matter who it is. If he plays better, he's going to have a job and he's going to be fine. If he doesn't, that's not going to be the case. So to me, I think that they always were going to have to bring in another quarterback to challenge him. It was going to have to be the right guy at the right price. And that still will be the case, no matter who the GM is. But if Drew Lock plays to his abilities, he'll be the quarterback. And if he doesn't, he won't.
Adam, last one really quick. We know you got a role. Thank you again for joining us. Are you hearing any names for this job?
I'll be honest that literally this just came down. I've been on NFL Live Special, right. NFL Live. So I haven't had the chance to speak to people in and around the organization the way I would like to give you an educated answer. I've noticed people trotting out. Yeah, there are a lot of obvious names, people that have been in Denver, people that are going to want to go back to Denver. There are a lot of candidates. I'm not trying to duck it. I'm really not. I'd like to give you something that means something, like names that truly will be, and I don't have them just yet. I don't.
Well, we know that you will here in the near
future. I hope so.
Yeah, we know you will. Adam, thank you so much. It's always a thrill for us when you join us here on Stokely and Zach, so we value your time, so we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate having me. Happy New Year, and big day in Broncos history as the franchise goes in a different direction.
Well said.
Thanks, Adam.
There's
appreciate
Adam Schefter, courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers.